Greetings, young men of Rehoboth, Namibia. I am so excited to be a part of this event, along with every single one of you that is here today. Even if for myself that means attending and speaking virtually at this event, I know that my co-host and partner at Better Than Yesterday, Daniel, has been taking very good care of you guys, along with all the amazing guest speakers that have agreed to participate and collaborate with us in bringing this young men's conference to you today. Don't get me wrong, I would have sold my left kidney to be there with you guys today, but unfortunately, work situations did not allow. However, the very good news is that this is the first, but not the last, event that we will be hosting, and so you'll be seeing me very soon up there in Rehoboth, and I look forward to meeting each and every single one of you face to face when that time comes. But in the build-up to this event, Daniel and I wanted to provide young men with something that will cover all the bases of self-improvement and what it takes to be a man in 2024. And the topic that we chose to focus on for our messages for today is that of mindset. And so in preparation for that, I asked myself the question, what is the most important lesson that I have learned over the last 3 or 4 years, going from being a boy into a man and, you know, leaving high school, going through university? And for myself, there was quite an easy answer that came along the way. And this is something that I would say is probably the fastest way to drastically change your life for the better. And in fact, it's actually a mindset that you're going to need to be successful in almost any avenue of life that you are looking to undertake. Whether that be your career, whether that be relationships, perhaps it's starting your own business, or maybe even just finishing up school or university that you are still busy with. You're going to need to be someone who is able to turn thoughts into action. Now, this is something that a lot of young men struggle with. And there's this concept of procrastination, which is something that I've been guilty of many times before, even up until this day. And procrastination can look a little something like this. Maybe it's late at night and you're lying in bed. As it gets towards winter now, it's getting a bit colder and we can find it a lot easier to just be lying under the sheets. Maybe we've got our phone in our hands and we're scrolling through social media, looking at people's stories and, you know, finding out the latest news, maybe seeing the latest football match that's occurred. But a thought will pop into your mind of something that you know that you need to do. But instead, you will put it off for another time. You will say that now is just not the right time to get that done, but I'll get to it. I'll get to it. And this is the kind of thing that, done a million times over, will start to prevent you from becoming the kind of man that you actually want to be. Now, what I want to say is that Better Than Yesterday started out as just a thought that Daniel and I had. What actually happened is that one day Daniel and I were on a video call, as we always do, considering the fact that I'm still based here in South Africa and Daniel's up there in Namibia. And we were having one of our weekly video calls, just catching up as mates. And we had this idea of all these new things that we were learning about self-improvement and investment through research, books, and other things that we've been looking through. And we wanted to share these ideas with the other young men around us and young people around us on how to, you know, get started with investing and get started with working on yourself. And we took the time to then write it down on a page. We wrote down a few ideas of maybe things that we could talk about on this new YouTube channel, which is initially just our idea for it. And from there, we took that thought and started to put it into action. Now, if you are able to do this, you're going to be someone who can become very successful. A lot of young men often make the excuse that they have these amazing ideas, but they just don't have maybe the capital or the means to really execute on an idea. But what I want to say is that you don't need to have X amount of money or X amount of resources or even X amount of knowledge to get started with what it is that you know you want to get started on. You learn in the actual doing of that task. So for example, when we started the YouTube channel, we knew nothing about what it took to get a podcast up on many different platforms, how to promote videos online, and even how to speak in front of a camera for anything longer than 30 seconds without starting to sound a bit awkward. But what we found out is that you actually start to learn in the doing. If we had disqualified ourselves in that process and been like, I'm just not quite ready, I've got this great idea, but you know, I think I'll do it in a couple of years when maybe I'm a bit more qualified and I've learned a few more things. If you sometimes make that excuse, the sad fact is that tomorrow is not promised. And that's also something I want to leave you with, is that you need to take action today, because tomorrow is just not promised. There's this quote from a Greek philosopher, Marcus Aurelius, and he says that you could be great today, but instead you choose tomorrow. And we should be young men that choose today instead of tomorrow to execute on these thoughts that come into our mind, to get done with maybe it's even the small menial tasks that you have in your day. You know, maybe you remembered that you had to make a phone call to that one person for your work or whatever it is, but the thought will come into your mind. And as soon as that thought comes into your mind, drop what you're doing and take the first smaller step towards achieving that. If you're able to do it right there and then that is great. But even if you just take the first smaller step towards achieving that goal, you will be so much further ahead, and it will just mean that you actually get so much more done. And you won't be someone who just speaks about things and has these great ideas, but instead you'll be someone who other people will be speaking about because of all these amazing things that you have done. Now, there are many examples of very, very successful companies and people. To mention a few, you could look at a company like Apple or Google, who both famously started from the inside of a garage. But to bring it a bit more local, I want to give you guys the practical example of Better Than Yesterday and how we applied that in the process of starting up this community that you guys are a part of. And we are so grateful that you guys have chosen to also allow us to do this. But as I mentioned, BTY started as merely a video call between Daniel and I, and we wrote down all of our ideas, and that was the idea. What happened from there is that we started to post our first YouTube video, which if you go back and watch, is a bit slow paced, and you know, perhaps we didn't have the same speaking skills that we might have today, but it was a start. From there, we started to learn how to put our videos onto Spotify just by doing research, and then we went onto Apple Podcasts and distributing it to many different podcasting platforms. And we're at the point now where Better Than Yesterday has global reach on various different platforms. And of course, we're now hosting our first event, and so proud to be here and doing this with you guys. But how this all happened is because we started to put thoughts and ideas into action. Instead of just thinking about them, we actually put them into movement and started moving forward on these ideas. And a great example of that is actually even for this event that you are attending right now. All it started off was an idea that Daniel had, and we took the first smallest step possible towards achieving that idea. And we wrote up an invitational letter that we sent out to all the guests that you see here today for this event. And the next smallest step after that was making a phone call to the venue that we're in today to ask, you know, if it was available for us to do something like this. And these are just tiny steps that, you know, nowhere near actually achieving the goal of hosting an event like this. But it is these tiny steps towards achieving and completing that initial idea that came to your mind that turn it into something tangible and something that you can look back on in just a few years' time with pride for achieving what it is that you initially set out to do. Now, I genuinely believe that there are some amazing ideas brewing right here in this room today. Who knows, maybe the next creator of a company like Apple or Google is sitting here amongst us today at this men's conference. And when you hear something like that, you might immediately start to disqualify yourself. You might say, well, that could never be me because, you know, I'm from this small town here in Namibia. Maybe you're from South Africa. And, you know, oftentimes being from Africa in general, we tend to disqualify ourselves from reaching that kind of level and seeing that kind of success in our lives because we just don't believe that it's attainable for ourselves. But what I want to leave you with today is the fact that oftentimes the only difference from those who reach that kind of level and those who don't is the fact that they were able to turn their thoughts into action. I hope that you have enjoyed the event so far, and there's many great things to come. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen.